Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Sarah Dubry, please?
Oh, you said my last name right. That's me.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you probably won't vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, ma'am, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
White.
Okay. And just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age, ma'am?
Excuse me, 48.
48? Okay. 48. Okay, ma'am, and thinking about, you know, your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Would that be very or just somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, okay. I'm thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking. Are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Satisfied, okay. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say, you know, they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each one, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you to have, you know, them focused on? I use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one will be protecting Social Security and Medicare.
5.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
10. Okay. Making housing more affordable.
10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
8.
8. And reducing crime and gun violence.
5.
5. Okay. Thank you. Okay, ma'am, now I'm going to... Okay, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disapprove, all right. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, okay, like a neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
50.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
10.
10. And Joe Biden.
60.
60. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now I want to read a list of priorities that you think, you know, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important that issue is, you know, for the FDA to be focused on. You can use 10 if it's the most important, 5 is somewhat important, use a 0 if it's important at all, okay? But you may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one will be preventing underage tobacco use.
10 is favorable, right? And 0 is
the
not
most
favorable.
10 is the most important. What number would you say from 0 to 10?
3.
3?
Yep.
Okay. What about reducing opioid and abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
5.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
5.
And banning different tobacco products for adults.
5.
All right. Thank you. Okay, ma'am, and you know, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on a sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No.
Would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Do I oppose it?
Oppose it or support it? A ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain, you know, virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over.
So if I say 5, I support that.
Well, this is a strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed. The ban.
Strongly support.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And regardless, you know, where you stand on this ban, so do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
5 benefits.
Would that be much more benefit or just somewhat more benefit?
Much more benefit.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are those issues more important right now?
Other issues more important.
Okay. Other issues somewhat. Okay. All right, ma'am, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government, you know, to focus its efforts on? You know, the first one says prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost, you know, prohibitive. The second one says harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to a less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one would you agree with? One, the first one or the second one?
Second.
The second one. All right. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to read you some, you know, of the things some people say could come, you know, to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about the, you know, about that outcome. The first one says the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Would you say you are very concerned? Somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
Not at all concerned.
Okay, what about the loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today? Would you say very concerned, somewhat, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and we almost finished with this survey. Okay, and I really appreciate your time and help me with this survey. Okay, Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate me on each using from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and then 0 means that you don't agree at all with the statement, but you can use any number, okay? Okay, the first one says, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Do you not agree with that, somewhat agree, or strongly agree? But you can use any number from 0 to 10.
10,
okay. All right, today's adult smokers come, disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further, prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite that prohibition. When we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. Do not agree with a statement, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Do not agree.
What number would you say from 0 to 10?
3,
okay. All right, and the last one say, prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop, people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Would you say not agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
5,
somewhat agree. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, and sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Okay, so let me ask you again. It is, already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would that be a strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that ban?
Strongly support.
Strongly support, okay. All right, ma'am, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Support.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, support. Okay. All right, ma'am, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
All right, I'm going to need to cut you off. This is a long call. So,
ma'am, we're almost done, okay? We are at the last questions. I really would thank you for your help this survey, okay? Would that be much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, or somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat benefit.
Somewhat more benefit. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, ma'am. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will have no impact on your decision for who you vote for?
No impact.
No impact. Okay. All right, ma'am, in the last 30 days, have you used any of the following products, smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
What about cigarettes?
Yes.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
What oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Beer?
Yes.
What about heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Cigars?
No.
What about soda or pop?
Yes.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Coffee?
No.
No coffee. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. Okay. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Master's degree.
Okay. Master's. All right. Okay. And are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
All right, ma'am, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in the household?
Yes, three.
Okay. All right, ma'am, which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say you're wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Upper middle class.
Upper middle class, okay. All right, ma'am, are you or any member of the household a member of the union or employee association?
No.
Okay. All right, now how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, okay. All right, ma'am, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Myself, no.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Thanks.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.